reflect on the way we live our faith as Elder Jörg Klebingott invites us to be brave when facing opposition.
The adversary and his followers have always sought to destroy the works of Christ and his prophets. The safest commandments, if not ignored altogether, have been rationalized into meaninglessness by many in today's world. Messengers of God who teach inconvenient truths are often dismissed. Even the Savior himself was called a man gluttonous and a winebibber, accused of disturbing public sentiment and being divisive. Weak and conniving souls took counsel how they might entangle him in his talk, and his sect of early Christians was everywhere spoken against. The Savior and his early followers dealt with serious internal and external opposition, and we experience the same. Today, it is almost impossible to courageously live our faith without occasionally attracting a few actual and virtual fingers of scorn from the worldly. Confidently following the Savior is rewarding, but at times we may get caught in the crosshairs of those advocating an eat, drink, and be merry philosophy, where faith in Christ, obedience, and repentance are substituted by the illusion that God will justify a little sin because he loves us so much. Speaking by his own voice or by the voice of his servants, did the Savior not say about our day that the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers, and that many shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables? Did he not lament that in vain do they worship me, teaching the doctrines, for doctrines the commandments of men? Did he not warn that of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things, to draw away disciples after them? Did he not foresee that evil would be called good, and good evil, and that a man's foes shall be they of his own household? So what about us? Should we be intimidated or afraid? Should we live our religion at periscope depth? Surely not. With faith in Christ, we need not fear the reproach of men or be afraid of their revilings. With a Savior at the helm and living prophets to lead and guide us, who can be against us? Let us be confident, not apologetic, valiant, not timid, faithful, not fearful, as we hold up the Lord's light in these last days.
That was an excerpt from Elder Jörg Klebingott's talk, Valiant Discipleship in the Latter Days. This is a moment to reflect.